Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today. The importance of authenticity on social media in the fake news era. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill. The importance of authenticity on social media in the fake news era. I read the Clue Train Manifesto years ago. It came out in 1999, 2000, around that time. The Clue Train Manifesto, The End of Business as Usual, written by Christopher Locke, Rick Levine, Doc Searls, David Weinberger. And one of the quotes I'm using in an upcoming presentation from that book is, quote, companies need to come down from their ivory towers and talk to the people with whom they hope to create relationships. Come down, come the heck down from your ivory towers, corporations, and talk to the people who are doing business with you, who want to do business with you, who want to create mutually beneficial relationships with you. That's what social media is all about. That's what authenticity is all about. Transparency, immediacy. We've had so many different ways of communicating over the years. We can go back to hieroglyphics and smoke signals and Morse code. I can go back to writing letters and newspapers and magazine articles, calling people on the telephone, the fax machine, the cell phone. I've been in business quite a while. I've been through email and direct mail, and now social media. It's the biggest revolution in communication since the printing press. We've gone from a Kodak moment, if you will, to a Twitter moment. We have created, using social media, this massive disruptive change in how customers and prospects are courted. It's one that marketers, advertisers, and PR people ignore at their own peril. Unless you've been living under a rock for the last 5 or 10 years, you have to admit there has been a major disruption to how we market and sell products and services. The playing field is level. Suddenly, our audience, those on the receiving end of our messages, they have as much power, if not more, than marketers, than brands, than businesses, than corporations. So, hey, corporations, remember what I said at the top of the show. Come out of your ivory towers. Meet the people. Greet the people who want to do business with you. Social media levels the playing field. And yes, it drives traffic. It has ROI if you use it well. But surprisingly, there's still a large number of social media holdouts, I call them, people who are desperately clinging to old strategies, to tactics and channels, these old tactics and channels like life buoys on an open sea, afraid they will drown in today's new marketing waters. Why? Well, social media, there are many, many challenges. Social media is as though you are open 24/7 for business. So you have to be ready. The floodgates are open, folks, when you have social media channels open to the public. But that's the way business is conducted today. So that is one of the challenges. Another big challenge is social media moves fast, rapidly. You have to be able to react swiftly to customer questions, to conversing in real time, to dealing with immediate issues, urgent issues, breaking news. So you have to be ready for that too, 24/7 virtually, in the speed at which communications moves nowadays. And you have to be a great communicator. You have to be able to string together words quickly on the fly, or you have to hire those people who can do that on your behalf. And you have to be listening. You have to be a good listener. Communications is not just you broadcasting. It's not a one-way street. It goes both ways. And actually, first, and foremost, you should be listening. You should have your ears to the ground, if you will, listening to your audience, monitoring what they have to say so you can learn from them and then give them back that which they really want and need from you. On social media, you have to wear many, many hats. That's why there are so many holdouts. Luddites, some people call them. They're behind the times. But it's really because they're afraid and the challenges are too great and multitudinous. You have to wear so many different hats on social media. You have to be versed in analytics. You have to be a great communicator. You have to be creative. You have to be quick. You have to be online virtually 24/7. So the challenges, again, are great and multitudinous. And you have to be strategic. Not even a question. Social media requires the same kind, if not more so, strategic decision-making and activities that any form of marketing requires, advertising, PR, business communications in general. You have to know what you're doing before you do it, ideally. You don't want to be impulsive to the point where you make mistakes. And there's a lot of red tape and bureaucracy, not even a question at big corporations. Who approves what you're going to say? Who actually says it to the public? Approvals are a big deal. The approval process with regard to social media is a very big deal in big companies. So you have to be able to cut through all that red tape. Mark Zuckerberg, January 11, 2018, he made a big statement about the Facebook algorithm and how they're going to favor or not so brands in business-related content. And what I quote here are just a handful of words from him that sum up what he said that is most important to my listeners if you're in business and using social media for business. And that is, quote Mark Zuckerberg, it should encourage meaningful interactions between people. He's saying that's the kind of content that will be favored and more likely to have greater reach on Facebook. So he's saying, unless you pay to play, your promotional messages, your broadcasting, your shouting from the rooftops, how great you are, that ain't going to fly. What's going to fly is the conversation, the transparency, the authenticity. Authenticity on social media in the fake news era, it's important. Taylor Swift had a song, and you're saying right now, what does Taylor Swift have to do with all this? But she had a song where she, I think it was called Look at What You Made Me Do, and it was a year or so ago. It came out, and one of the lines was, oh, sorry, the old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh, she's dead. Something like that. She changed big time. She evolved big time, and that's what we all have to do in business and in life. And my paraphrase of her lyrics to a marketing audience, my paraphrase is, sorry, but our old marketing ways can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh, because they're dead. We have to change. We have to evolve. We have to stop, look, and listen. We have to find common ground. I've been in the marketing business for a long time. I've seen direct mail evolve in a bad way into junk mail. Because people take advantage, businesses, capitalists, opportunists take advantage of the power, the efficacy of direct mail, and they broadcast their messages one too many times, far too many times, frankly, to the point where direct mail isn't trusted anymore. And then there's email, which has morphed into spam. That's not good either. I saw a great keynote speaker in Chicago recently, Robert Rose, and he has a book called Killing Marketing. And he says something, and I'm reading from the Amazon book description right now, where, you know, I'm taking this out of context, sure, but it's a small quote, and it sums up, I think, how we have to think in today's day and age, we marketers. Killing your current marketing structure may be the only way to save it, he says. Whoa, He talked a lot about change at this keynote speech in which I saw him. He was terrific. We are living in the fake news era, folks. Integrity. Who practices integrity? There's an article in Social Media Today, October 3rd, 2017, I'm looking at right now. Attention marketers, people don't trust you. You know, integrity, advertising and marketing is at the bottom of this list. Who practices integrity? You yourself is at the top of the list, and the medical profession. I see the legal profession down about a third of the way on this list, but you know who's at the bottom of the list? Advertising and marketing. Honesty and ethics. Please tell me how you would rate the honesty and ethical standards of people in these different fields. Nurses at the top of the list. Towards the bottom of the list, advertising practitioners, telemarketers. Oh, lying. Why do media people lie? Answer, right at the top. They want to sell, and that's in quotes, more effectively, their products, their brands, their ideas. And this is from Social Media Today. Attention marketers, people don't trust you, October 3rd, 2017. Trust. Trust is something we, unfortunately, are dealing with, a lack thereof, as marketers. This is asking people who they trust, what they trust, recommendations from people I know are right at the top. Ads in magazines are down at the bottom, as are brand sponsorships and ads on TV. Authenticity is so key. This is the era of fake news, unfortunately. There's an episode on Seinfeld. Great, obviously, sitcom, one of the best, if not the best. And it's George. And George decides to do things the opposite way because things aren't working out well for him. So he says, I'm going to do things differently and see if that works for me. And it does. And that's what I say to marketers and advertisers and PR people and business people in general. Try doing things the opposite of how you've been doing them up until now. Take off your sales and marketing hats. Put on a hat that says, I'm just like you. Not only are the algorithms on social media not working in your favor right now, but your audience is tired of the same old promotional messages you're sharing with them. So put a face on your brand and a smile on your face. Do things the opposite way, like George and Seinfeld. I also say use social media like Chloe Kim. She jumped, twisted, turned, somersaulted, and flew her way to a gold medal this past winter recently on her snowboard in the women's halfpipe competition at the Winter Olympic Games. But what caught my attention almost as much as her prowess on a snowboard was the fact that she used Twitter during the competition. She tweeted something about being hangry, which means you're so hungry, a little bit angry. And that tweet got so much attention. I'm looking at a copy of it now, a screenshot that I took a while ago. It was tweeted, it looks like, on February 12, 2018. She said, wish I finished my breakfast sandwich, but my stubborn self decided not to, and now I'm getting angry. Over 11,000 retweets, people, over 105,000 likes. And I know it made big news across all media. Just one tweet, because she was just being herself. Dale Carnegie, many years ago, wrote this book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he said, this is how you win friends and influence people. And again, I'm taking it, borrowing it, and saying this is how you need to be on social media as well. He had six ways to make people like you. These six ways to make people like you, I think, would work well. I think they do work well on social media. Become genuinely interested in other people. Smile. Third, remember that a person's name is to that person the sweetest and most important sound in any language. And I quote from Dale Carnegie, be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. Talk in terms of the other person's interest and make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. Dale Carnegie. Listen, video rocks right now, and video rocks because it's transparent, because it's authentic. A quote from Canadian Mortgage Trends. Quote, 59% of executives agree that if both text and video are available on the same topic, they're more likely to choose video. Quote, per listen first, branded content, per listen first. Branded content published by media companies is delivering 12 times more social engagement than content posted by advertisers. Video is where it's at, folks. Quote, from Adweek, after all, according to a Vidyard survey, business prospects who view video are 85% more likely to purchase compared to when they only see text and static images. Sprout Social, quote, Instagram stories tops our social media trends for 2018 list because of the sheer engagement numbers it posts. For example, 1 in 5 organic Instagram stories from brands see at least one direct message from a consumer. That's a huge potential for engagement to a somewhat new medium. Storytelling, video, in-person communications online. That's what you want to replicate. That's what you want to feature on your social media marketing channels. Quote from HubSpot, according to Facebook, live videos receive 6 times the engagement as non-live, which bodes well for their shareability and potential for such engagement as comments and likes. I could go on and on. AMA, a quote, by 2019, video content will be the driving factor behind 85% of search traffic in the U.S. Reagan's PR Daily says, quote, live video is taking over. 80% of brand audiences would rather watch live video than read a blog. Ouch! I'm a blogger. I'm a writer. But I'm doing tons of video right now. I'm listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, who says, document, don't create. We think it's a lot of work. But it actually, if you're just documenting your day-to-day activities at the office, behind the scenes, your life, your professional and personal life, document it. That's what people want to see. That's what's believable. ClickSee says 2018 has been called the year of video marketing. So is 2017 and several years before that, too, for that matter. It's always the year of video because it's the most popular form of content. So, authenticity on social media in the era of fake news, in the fake news era. How do we overcome the algorithms on social media, the lack of trust that is out there among our audiences? They don't look at marketers and advertisers and salespeople and brands and businesses and corporations very favorably. So we have to be ourselves. We have to keep it real. Authenticity has never been so important in advertising marketing. I can't stress that enough. The importance of authenticity in the fake news era.